Newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, I'm Maureen McCollum. While the national economy continues to drag along, one business that's thriving is food cooperatives. The People's Food Co-op in La Crosse has 4,400 members and is growing. Plus, it recently merged with a Rochester, Minnesota co-op. The Viroqua Food Co-op has 2,800 members, more than half the population of the city of Viroqua. Michelle Schrey is the general manager of the People's Food Co-op in La Crosse, and Jan Rasikas is the general manager of the Viroqua Food Co-op. I asked Jan to give her perspective on the mission of food co-ops.
Our mission that we've had for the whole 16 years that we've been around focuses on customer service, running a cooperative business, organic and local food, and creating a center for our community.
And Viroqua does seem to have that unique community quality to it. And yeah, anytime I've been in the Viroqua Food Co-op, it does seem like it's almost like a family there.
Well, in a small town, you know, we have limited choices where to gather and where to go. And we recognized that pretty early on as a cooperative. So it wasn't hard to make that a reality for us. But it's a very important piece of who we are.
And Michelle, can you talk about the mission of the People's Food Co-op in La Crosse?
Sure. We actually have been working really hard over the last several years to think about how to grow the impact of our co-op. And people really love what it is we do here in La Crosse, and how do we bring that to more people. And so our focus has really been on providing access to healthy, high-quality food throughout the Driftless region, which really intentionally grows the area we hope to impact by supporting local producers, providing high quality, low cost food wherever possible. We know that budget is a concern for people who live in our region. And just like Jan said, being a center for dialogue and a forum for people to have discussions about the things that they care about. We laugh that we try to run a grocery store while we're trying to solve the problems of the world.
Can you explain the difference between a co-op and a traditional grocery store? Michelle?
Sure. It's all about ownership. Co-ops are democratically run, community-owned organizations. As Jan has mentioned, food co-ops are run by boards of directors elected from amongst our membership. Their job is to make sure that the store is being run well, and that the finances and the resources that the community have put in are being taken care of well, and to also imagine what the future impacts are that we could have in our community. And then they look at us general managers and say, go figure out how to do it. Luckily, this is an industry that attracts people who really care passionately about the things that we do. And so they attract awesome people like Jan Rasikas here, who have made tremendous impacts in their communities. And to us, it's really an amazing cycle to see how people, through a self-help, self-responsibility kind of organization, have said, this is something our community needs, and we're going to make it happen. We're not waiting for someone from Whole Foods or someone from a conventional supermarket to pick a spot and tell us how they're going to serve us. We're going to put something together and take care of our own needs, and those needs are going to evolve, and we're going to evolve the organization to match that.
It's really great to see organizations that come together, mission-driven organizations, that come together to fill a need. Like our co-ops, the need is a certain kind of food and a certain eye on health. And then past that, watch that organization also pay a lot of attention to their community and the environment that they operate in, and want to be making a change, a positive change. And so it makes the grocery work that we do really fabulous. I feel like I have a job that is, you know, in some respects could be very mundane, if you will, right? We stock boxes of food and put out lettuce and carrots every day. We're emptying the truck. But in the greater scheme of a cooperative system, we get to make a positive impact on our community, but also on the environment. So we get to We get to do the triple bottom line thing that people talk about right now. We get to take our organization at the beginning of the year and say, what are we going to do with the resources that we have? Well, we're going to serve our community. We're going to fulfill our mission, but we're also going to make a positive impact in other ways and walk our talk in a broader scope.
I guess I should fully disclose, I am a member of the People's Food Co-op in La Crosse, and I joined last year as I moved back to Wisconsin, and I, along with many other people, also became new members last year, and membership is on the rise at the People's Food Co-op.
It's been really neat for me to be able to watch. I actually got my first job at People's Food Co-op in the late 80s when we were a tiny little store on Adams Street. And when we moved downtown in 1993, we had about 300 members. And when I came back a little over 11 years ago to become the general manager, I think at that time we had just under 1,900 members. And today, just in the La Crosse area, we have over 4,400 member families. And for us, that's a really great thing. Our goal has always been to hit that 5,000 number in La Crosse and say, okay, 10% of the people who live in this region really think that it's an important thing that we're doing. And we're really pleased at how much people have embraced it. And we're seeing those same kind of trends throughout the entire nation.
And you're listening to Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCullum. My guests today are Michelle Schrey. She's a general manager at the People's Food Co-op in La Crosse, and Jan Rasikas. She's a general manager at the Viroqua Food Co-op. And years ago, when you were working at the co-op on Adams Street, did you ever think it would grow to what it is now?
I remember there was a co-op in Madison that had grown to a 4,000 square foot store, and we were like, wow, can a co-op possibly operate a store that big?
Is that the Willie Street?
Actually, I think it was Magic Mill,
okay.
Which was affiliated with North Farm Co-op, and it was happening right around the time we were thinking of expanding into downtown. And today, 4,000 square feet, that we're about three times that size on our retail floor here in La Crosse. So it's really amazing. We still have moments when long-term managers go downstairs and look around and say, wow, remember what it used to be. And it's really phenomenal to see how the community has come together to do this.
And Jan, is membership on the rise at the Viroqua Food Co-op?
Yeah, amazingly it is. It always continues to surprise me because Viroqua is such a small town to begin with. In a town of 4,000, about 500 people, we have an active 2,800 membership. So it's pretty incredible considering the rural communities that we're serving in that area. And we continue to grow.
And why do you think membership's on the rise?
Well, I think co-ops have been at the forefront of bringing natural and organic foods to folks for a long time, and it's part of what is fueling what nationally has now become a focus on local foods. And co-ops are really behind that and have been for decades. So I think that we are often looked at as the expert in that area, and that's, that's been really important for the local food movement.
Yeah, as you said, the local food movement nationally, at least in the mainstream, has become more and more popular. I think people are thinking about food more. They're realizing maybe they need to support local communities more and local farmers. So are people producing local food more, and are people buying local food more, at least in Southwest Wisconsin?
Well, in Vernon County, of course, there is a phenomenon going on for organic acreage and locally grown foods. So the highest organic acreage in our country is California. Second is Wisconsin. But Vernon County has the highest per capita organic acreage in the country. So, and I that's fueled by a lot of things, right? Organic valleys in our backyard. I think people come for support, for that idea, for a lifestyle. But for us at the Viroqua Food Co-op, it's allowed us to have literally dozens of certified organic small farmers that we can tap into that stretches, all the way up to the Twin Cities and down to Chicago. So it's become known for local organically grown foods. It's not like this all over the country, so we really have something great to tap into here. But I feel like local food has been a focus even in every grocery store. And I'm proud to work in a in a food sector that has supported local food all along. We work at telling the story of local farmers so that people really feel connected, and it's working.
And Michelle, why is it important for you to carry local food?
You know, it's interesting because for us, local food stretches well beyond even the founding of Organic Valley, which mm-hmm. happened in the mid-80s. And people have been growing local food in this region for hundreds of years. And the co-op has, since our founding, been really engaged in that. And part of that mission of our co-op is to support the people in our community and the things that mean a lot to them. Our members drive our business. They drive our mission. And many of those members are producers themselves. They live next to producers. They know producers. They serve on city or village councils with them. And so it, in a lot of ways, it's about our community working together to help ourselves. And it's been really phenomenal to see the evolution of a whole new sector of organic. But there are lots of folks that we've worked with who maybe aren't certified, but who've been really great stewards of the land, who continue to grow great food and have grown great food for years. Lots of folks we've had relationship for 20 or 30 years, and it's really great to see so many new farmers coming in. Farming is a really tough industry to break into, and it's great to see young people coming back to it. But it takes a lot of support for those folks to survive, and we see the co-op as an important resource to helping stabilize a market for them. It's tough to schlep your stuff to a farmer's market a couple of times a week and try to make a living that way. So we see ourselves as an important part of the equation to keep those small farmers going.
And some people say that buying local, buying organic, is more expensive. They can't afford it, so they choose not to. How do you respond to people who say that, you know, economically it just doesn't work out for them?
I would say that in La Crosse we're sensitive to that, that we know people have budgets and that aspirations sometimes limit people's actions. But we also know that what it costs to buy food that isn't as nutritionally dense or that has traveled many, many miles and sat in a hot truck for a long time coming across the country, that often you get more for what you pay for when you buy local. You know, for us, it's been really important to be able to support people to make the choices they can. We don't expect people to be perfect. None of us are. So anytime someone could add one more local thing to their basket, that makes a difference. Even if they can't buy 100% local or 100% organic, we're really thrilled when they can make one more choice every time they're in the store. And every choice makes another bit of difference.
We're really sensitive to it, too. I think, you know, we're mission-driven organizations. And right in our mission it for the Viroqua Food Co-op is an emphasis on organic and local. So that's why we come together. And you're right, it has been in the past some of the most expensive food in the country. But I think that's changing. We've seen that through the recession. We've seen food prices in conventional grocery stores rise. And it's a reflection of the true cost of food out there that organic producers or local producers have been working with all this time. So as that equalizes a little bit, we see a lot more folks entering the co-op and taking that step into a higher quality food. Through recessionary times that we've just gone through, the idea of value has really changed. I think that the food economists that we learned about were pretty certain that organic food would take a dive during the recession, and that absolutely did not happen. And so what we see right in the grocery stores that we run are folks who are really paying attention to where they're spending their dollar. It's more important than ever for them to get nutrient-dense food, to feed their families high-quality food. And so organic food was a shining star through this last couple of years. And that's been a really important step, I think, for us to take as a country, as a nation. So,
why do you think that is? I mean, I guess hearing that, I'm surprised that, you know, in tough times, people still continue to spend money on, you'd think that maybe people would make choices as to cutting back on certain foods?
Well, I think that it puts our eyes on it. You know, something that we're bumping along, doing the regular things that we do, when trouble comes, we really have to reevaluate and decide what kind of choices we're going to make. And it puts everybody's focus back on what's important. And when people are stretched to get health care and stretched to spend their hard-earned money in the appropriate way that's going to be the best for their family, the scope of what they're doing is much larger. And they look harder at what their choices are. And when you walk into any food co-op, we have focused for a long time on telling the story of food and showing people what's happening. So when folks have to be more careful with their money and they need to make an important choice, they can come to the co-op and learn what that company is doing, how they're behaving in the world, how they're packaging and recycling, not just the nutrient value of that food as well, but all the story of it. And it's an important way for folks to get healthy.
I want to speak to that a little bit too, in that I think every community is different. And the great thing about co-ops is that we're responsive to the people we serve. In La Crosse, we actually did see a little bit of downshifting and people changing their buying patterns a little bit. And for us, we serve a neighborhood in La Crosse that actually is one of the most economically challenged in the city. There are a lot of folks who shop in our store who are in a really rough place in their lives and they struggle to make ends meet. And we did see some shift away from fresh organic produce to fresh conventional. We're thrilled, though, that they're still buying fresh produce because, to have someone pick up a conventional item versus going down the street to the Burger King, no offense to Burger King, but we're thrilled that they are paying attention to their diet, that they're still thinking about how to do the best for their families, even when there is a little bit of a challenge. But as soon as things got better, we saw people shift back up. And so for us as a co-op, we've seen how important it is to be able to kind of meet people where they are and to be able to serve, their changing needs and to be able to listen to them about what it was they needed.
Michelle, I'm hoping you can give us an update on the merger with the Rochester co-op, the Good Food Store. Where is that at?
Well, we are officially merged. Nice. We became a single co-op officially on January 2nd of this year. We've spent the last 4 or 5 months working to integrate our operations to try to create some efficiencies. All of the really glamorous stuff like bookkeeping and register systems and getting people trained and putting in new employee benefits programs that the store hadn't had access to before. So we're really kind of working on the behind-the-scenes stuff right now to get everybody operating on the same plane. While we're going through the throes of planning a really fabulous new store, which will be located in downtown Rochester, that we hope will open July or August of next year.
So how will the merger affect La Crosse shoppers and Rochester shoppers?
Well, we've already seen benefits to the La Crosse shoppers in that we have been able to lower prices due to our improved buying power. So that is probably the biggest impact that our La Crosse shoppers will see. As far as Rochester shoppers, they're seeing a lot of change. There's a lot happening in that community as far as working to improve our operations and improve training in the store and also planning for that great new store that we're going to have. So in the next year, as they move into a new location, more in the heart of downtown Rochester, they'll have a much bigger selection of products, a bigger range of services that they'll be able to access from the co-op. So we're excited about that. For La Crosse, what that means to have a new, bigger store in Rochester, it means that we have a stronger organization. We have two stores supporting a co-op rather than one store that often independent grocers will tell you it can be a challenging environment to operate within. So by having two operations, we really believe that we can strengthen the organization as a whole.
So do you see this as a national trend, either co-ops merging more or, even expanding? Jan?
Oh, yeah, we do. Both the People's Food Co-op and Viroqua Food Co-op belong to the National Cooperative Grocers Association. So we do get to view what's happening in other parts of the country for food co-ops. And it is a national trend. And I think we're realizing that the strength of coming together and working together in some nationally has fueled stronger organizations, and that we see that for each community as well. Co-op structure is a favorable business structure, and I think what we're recognizing is instead of starting a brand new co-op in every community, we can take the strength of an infrastructure of an existing co-op, like People's, and put that toward the next community where it won't have to go through the same hoops of fire of startup that People's did years ago, and has the strength of a finance department, a marketing department, an HR department, and the strength of managers who have lots of experience. So it's a win-win.
Is the Viroqua Food Co-op looking to expand anytime soon?
Well, we're in a pretty small community, so maybe not in that way. But we do think about it, and that's, you know, we're board-run organizations, right? Membership selects from the greater membership to create a board of directors. That their job is to think about the future of our organizations. And so that's always on our mind. That's something that we look to see what we can do for our individual communities and for what our membership's wants and needs are.
We've seen the great impact that co-ops have on communities, whether it's through their support of local agriculture, their support of redevelopment of downtowns, the amount of wages and benefits that they put back into the community. You know, the positive impacts are really tremendous. And more communities around the country are asking for that. Right now, there's the biggest group of startup food co-ops around the nation that we've had since the 1970s. Latest count is that there's somewhere between 250 and 300 food co-ops under development. And honestly, that's pretty amazing because right now we think that there are about 300 co-ops already in existence. So we're talking about a doubling potentially of food co-ops in the next several years, depending on how well they go through that startup phase. So it's pretty exciting, and we know the impacts are great, but it's a lot of work to start a grassroots organization. So when two organizations like the one that was in Rochester and the one here in La Crosse see how they can work together and leverage their mutual resources, to me, that's only a benefit to both communities.
Michelle Schrey is general manager of the People's Food Co-op in La Crosse. She and Jan Rasikas, general manager of the Viroqua Food Co-op, joined us to talk about the mission and growth of food cooperatives. To hear more of the interview and learn how Jan and Michelle choose the foods they carry at their stores, visit our website, wpr.org/lacrosse. You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCullum. Farmers markets are another great place to get locally grown foods. Steve Roysom recently visited the Cameron Park Farmers Market and has more on the start of farmers market season in the Cooley region.
It's the beginning of farmers market season in Wisconsin. While many don't open until June, the Cameron Park Farmers Market is already going strong. In a recent week, more than 200 people visited the shops only minutes after it opened for the day, taking in stands with exotic vegetables, unique bakery goods, and specially made jewelry. Nell Saunders Scott is the market manager for Cameron Park Farmers Market. She says numbers are up this year in customers and in vendors.
I think our warm March weather got people itching for farmers markets and really thinking about it. And then I also think we've been working really hard to make sure that our presence online and throughout the community is really visible for people, and that they're thinking about us on Friday nights and coming down and thinking about us as a place to come and spend time with the family.
On this sunny Friday afternoon, Ann Gullickson of La Crosse climbs onto her bike with a bag of produce hanging in one hand. She says she tries to shop at the local vendors. She especially likes the greens, such as lettuce and spinach.
I don't know that I feel an obligation. I also shop at Festival and the People's Food Co-op, which they're local too. But I come here, I feel it's fresher, and if I want organic, it's available.
Nearby, you'll find Richard Kleinworth with a stand full of breads, desserts, and other things. It's his first time working the Cameron Park Farmers Market. By day, Kleinworth cooks for a local grocery store. He hopes to someday retire from the job and sell his own organic baked goods.
Supply is having a hard time keeping up with demand.
What do you think that is?
Because I don't have enough hours in the day. I do three markets in a week.
24-year-old Kong Mua stands behind a table. The Hmong have a very strong presence in the local food markets around the state and at the Cameron Park Farmers Market. Mua grows his produce near Nodine, Minnesota, which is about 15 miles down the road from La Crosse. He offers rhubarb, green onions, mixed lettuces, and spinach.
This is actually a good market, and some more people here get more profit, and yeah, it's a nice environment to be around.
Any that are particularly strong sellers?
Not right now.
Lisa Valley of La Crosse pushes her two kids in a stroller. One is 4 and a half, the other 2 and a half, and they have an attitude towards veggies that could make some parents jealous.
They really get excited once the broccoli comes out. They actually demanded broccoli 1 week that I wasn't planning to buy it, so I had to. They love coming, especially as more and more vegetables are ready that they can choose. They eat it better when they're the ones who choose it off the shelf.
A larger selection of local farmers markets open in June, including in La Crosse, West Salem, and Onalaska. Anyone who wants information about area farmers markets can call the La Crosse County Health Department. For Newsmakers, I'm Steve Roysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.
You're listening to Newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, I'm Maureen McCollum. Coming up next, who owns the water? We'll take you to a recent lecture that attempts to answer the provocative question. To hear this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. We also welcome your comments and ideas. Simply follow the links on our archives page at wpr.org/lacrosse.